Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Cattle futures continue to show strength today as the March feeders winding down here are up 50 at 131.97, about 30 cents off the highs. April's up 37 to 132.82. So across the board, we did not go through quite through yesterday's highs, but we're quite strong here. Yesterday, we nearly hit 134 in the April feeder. So quite a bit of strength across the board. Live cattle were strong as well with the April live cattle up a dollar at 119.90. That was roughly 17 cents off of their high. June's were the strongest up $1.25 here at 111.05. Box beef also leading the way up $1.14 on choice at 224.90. Nearly $35 off the low from earlier this year. Select 212 higher at 216.09. Choice select spreads $9.79. Feeder cattle index has come down. It was above 130 currently. It's 129.70. That was up 43 cents yesterday. But that 129.70 is still about a $3 discount to where the March futures are currently trading. But the futures market is pegging that the cash market will rally. Around sale barns around the country have been called steady to a few dollars higher in OKC and in Joplin yesterday. So the cash market is leading the way here, and the futures are following suit.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Mixed day today for grain futures. It seems like the hedge funds continue to be short and add to that short wheat position. Kansas City July was down 7.25 cents, down to $4.50. The lowest it got to was right around $4.25 there on the Kansas City July wheat back in December. So quite a bit off the lows, but quite a bit off the highs too. They were in the 490 range in the middle of February. So 45 cents off the highs. The idea is that we've got plenty of world wheat, plenty of wheat here in the United States. Wheat belt is pretty dry, so we do need some rain to go ahead and make a pretty good crop. But at this point, it seems like the overall supply of the world market is weighted on it. Beans up 2 to 4 cents. Corn was down 1 to 2.5 cents. Outside futures today, we have the dollar down hard. The U.S. dollar index down 69.4, 99.54. Dow Jones today taking a pretty good looking. It's down 245 points in the Dow. It's 20,624. That's off the high for about 300 points off the high. Bonds are up a point, indicating interest rates might actually go back down. Crude oil futures 30 to 50 cents lower here. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.